Welcome to the Coach John Cantara Show.
Love the show. I just wanted to say you're an idol for a lot of us.
You can be on at midnight. I'd listen to you.
May you continue on 1090 for a long time.
Keep up the good work.
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara.
You're the absolute king of the station, Coach, and everybody knows.
On San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
As soon as you are able.
All right, as we get into hour number two tonight, Coach John Cantara live from Qualcomm Stadium. We are going to get out to phone calls a little bit later on, but this is the A topic, not only in San Diego sports-wise, but Southern California. We've got the Citizens Stadium Advisory Group here tonight, and it's a public forum. A lot of Bolt fans have come out tonight and wanted to have their opinion heard, and that's gone on for the first hour. We're continuing talking about location, and again, once they exhaust that, they're going to take a 10-minute break, and then they're going to get into financing on how a new stadium could be financed here in San Diego. So we're going to once again go right into Club Lounge number 5.
We love them. I'd like to say what's up to my boys Josh, Steve, Jason, and Anthony. They brought me here, and I'm nervous. You just make it happen. Chargers.
Thank
we
you.
Ain't going nowhere.
Thank you.
Next okay, speaker. Mike Becker, Kevin Thompson, Melissa Haskins, Brian Gushu, Devera Scott. A lot of you are using the CSAG hashtag. Appreciate that. It's now trending in San Diego. A lot of folks using the hashtag are electing for the Mission Valley site, so I want to read a couple of those as we're waiting for people to line up. Chargers want downtown, but most feasible site is the Q, also close to SDSU. Parking already here. Plan should include condos, parks, stores. That's from Chris W. Ritchie. Year of the spec says first vote is Qualcomm site, infrastructure, feasibility, tailgating. Second is downtown. Third is anywhere in SD, just keep them here.
All right, if your name's been called, come on up.
How you doing? My name is Carlos Contreras. I've been a Charger fan for over 40 years. Please, Council, hear us out. We need to keep the Chargers here in San Diego, and we need to keep them here in Mission Valley. Go Chargers.
Thank you.
My name is Brian Gushu. I've been a Chargers season ticket holder for 15 years, and my preference is for the Mission Valley site for a number of reasons. The land is readily available. There's already good freeway access. There's a mass transit station on site, and these are all known factors. And the thing that worries me about downtown is there are so many unknowns, and that's the last thing you want when you're building a big project. And also, I don't think the desire for tailgating can be understated. I mean, for many people, including myself, that's almost as important part of the game day experience as going to the game itself. So we got to keep that alive. So thank you very much for your efforts. I appreciate it. And I'm hoping the Chargers will stay in San Diego where they belong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, good evening. I'm Kevin Thompson. I'd like to thank the mayor for this public forum, as well as the city council, also to the task force volunteering your time. And Mr. Stieg, thank you so much for what you've done for our team and community. I live in Carlsbad, and like the gentleman from Cardiff, I think that's a testament for this to get off the ground. We need to get the county to have skin in the game. Ron Roberts offered last week about the bridge loan for financing. I know that's the next topic for discussion, but I feel it ties into the Qualcomm site. Many mentioned that this is central, so I think that's a better sell to the residents up north, south, east, and so on. I also encourage you to really look into renovation, and I know we've gone back and forth on that. Look at this beautiful lounge, this beautiful building. It's a testament to our era, our heritage. This brutalist Cold War architecture is very unique. It is. It is. You got to look at it from that point as well. And if they can renovate soccer stadiums in Europe that are 100 years old, we should be able to do the same thing in America's finest city in the United States of America. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mike Becker. I am 60 years old. Been a Charger fan for 59 of those years. I came to San Diego in 61, and I can remember going to the Charger games at Balboa Stadium, seeing Lance Allworth. Watched Paul Lowe run the very first touchdown back when San Diego Chargers came to San Diego. The very first kickoff, 103 yards. Anyway, the best site, I believe, would be where we are right now for a lot of reasons that have already been stated. But I think we need to really think about how we can use this property to pay forward on everything that we need to get done. It has to be a countywide proposition or else it will never go. And the souls of Sid Gilman, Don Coryell, Junior Seau, all of them need to be considered when you build a ring of honor. Do we want those people in a ring of honor in Los Angeles? No! We want them in a ring of honor where they earned it. LT, Gates, all of those guys will be in that ring of honor, and they need to have it here. Thank you.
Okay. Chuck Koch, Timothy Donovan, Antonio Garotti, Johnny Bolt Pride Abundes, Downey Cummins, Byron Moore, Richard Farley. After they conclude, then we will take a break.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Good evening. My name is Devera Scott. I live in the city of San Diego, zip code 92114, and I'm also a Charger season ticket holder. I believe that the location should be here, and the reason I say that is I'm not rich. I don't own a business. I pay for season tickets. I have to make payments to purchase Charger season tickets. My family, we share two tickets. We rotate. Some of us can, two of us will go in the game. The rest of us will be out here in the parking lot tailgating. Our tailgate started at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're sometimes here till 8 o'clock at night. If you move this location downtown, there is no tailgating. There is no family for us. We can't afford to buy 50 season tickets for all of us. We can't afford to hang out downtown, but we can't afford to come to Qualcomm. So I asked you as a resident, a taxpayer, a homeowner, and a person who lives in the 92114, if you know where I'm talking about, then if we can pay to come see the Chargers and not just the Chargers, I've come to a concert. We support the Aztecs. We come here, and we live in this city, and we want them to stay. And we want you to build here, not just for the Chargers, but for the city of San Diego.
Thank you.
Okay. My name is Timothy Donovan, and if you guys take the daughters away, it will break my heart. And if you guys want to rebuild a stadium, you guys can tell the Qualcomm and build a new stadium here, and it'll be easier. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Antonio, and I've been a Charger fan for a long time. I would like to keep it here in Mission Valley. One of the things is because it's, we have two great freeways here. And if downtown, it would be also good because we also have transportation straight down to downtown San Diego. But one of the things I would like to keep San Diego Chargers here because San Diego and Chargers are synonymous together you know, they're basically one word for me. We would like to have him here, and of course he will keep us having the rest of our families follow up in our first steps and saying that San Diego is Chargers, so, and Chargers is San Diego. So please keep him here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What up, Bolt family? My name is Richard Farvey. Proud 72-year-old Charger fan. Been a Charger fan since I was born. As far as to where it would be built, I think the best site would be here, Mission Valley. Reason being is because we got the space, we have the infrastructure, and, you know, as many would say, don't take the tailgating away from us because it's part of our game day experience. And you take away one thing for that, it's a real mess. And whew, a little nervous right now.
You're doing fine.
But main is simple. Just keep the Chargers here. All of us are behind you. We're willing to, whatever proposal you put on the table, we are willing to be behind you on all of that. And that's it. Thank you.
Good job. Good job. Next speaker, please.
My name is Jonathan Abundis, known around the Chargers community as Johnny Bull Pride. Also a member of the Save Our Bolts committee, Football Road Warriors. I'm here. I want to thank the mayor. I want to thank you guys for volunteering your time. We're volunteering our time. I mean, I'm not as successful as any of you guys, but I'll tell you what. I plan my vacations around Charger games, home and away. Now, whatever you guys come up with, I trust in you guys. You guys are here because you guys want them to stay here. I want them to stay here. Everybody in this room wants them to stay here. So, and everybody in San Diego County wants them to stay here. For too long, people outside the San Diego city limits have been left outside, but we're the ones coming to this game, whether it be from Oceanside to San Isidro and back east. It doesn't matter. Just get a plan on board. Save Our Bolts, Bolt Pride, we'll back you guys up. We'll get 66% or 51%, whatever we need, but let's make it countywide.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break here, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I think we'll be back at, we'll say 7:30.
Back here outside the public forum, there's going to be a 10-minute break, and then they're going to reconvene, and there'll be a list of speakers to talk on finance. The first about hour and 17 minutes, they've been talking about location. Several people have already vacated the premises after they've spoken. A lot of people now are coming out to walk around. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to open up for phone calls and get your opinion on what you've heard so far tonight. Our number in San Diego, 858-457-1090. Our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Coach John Quintero live from Qualcomm Stadium. Tonight's public forum in Club Lounge number 5. It'll go until 9 o'clock, and you're listening to it right here on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
It's Jim Rome.
The reason you either like me or you hate me, but you listen to me is I'm not afraid to take a stand and have an opinion. Have a take, don't suck.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego's Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
How would you like to improve the overall quality of your life? How about burning up to 600 calories while you relax? Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. Introducing Sauna Sensation, a new and affordable wellness concept where you can burn calories, detoxify, and rejuvenate your skin all in one relaxing 60-minute session. You'll start by standing on the whole body vibration platform where you're going to get the effect of a gym workout in just 8 short minutes. Next, you'll relax in a private infrared sauna equipped with a TV while the infrared heat does all the heavy lifting, including promoting weight loss, anti-aging, and stress relief. Wrap up your session and cool down in the Chromotherapy Lounge, where you'll sample a fresh cold-pressed juice. And right now, you can enjoy 3 relaxing sessions for the special grand opening price of just $49.95. To learn all the benefits and book your session, visit saunasensation.com today.
You know, oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License number 603-8780, NMLS number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Miller Lite and SDSU are offering college basketball fans the chance to win tickets, hospitality passes, and more. Enter to win by texting Aztecs to 49375. Miller Lite, the pilsner that changed the game. Great beer, great responsibility.
To those that gave them the trust to occupy a representative post, they tell you they didn't betray your trust. They kept a firm stand and voted against the oil handling. They won't accept the high gas prices. They say no to raising taxes and no to criminalization for protesting. They didn't make a pact against Mexico. They did the opposite. They proposed advanced initiatives to strengthen the nation. Work Party, security and justice for the salvation of Mexico.
Visit Toyota of Escondido today and check out their tremendous 12.5-acre selection. Find out why more smart buyers like you are discovering a whole new way to buy or lease a new Toyota. Family-owned and operated for over 35 years, Toyota of Escondido is freeway close where Highway 78 meets Broadway just east of Interstate 15.
Toyota of Escondido.
Toyota of Escondido, the name to remember for quality service both during and after the sale. We'll see you there.
Call 1-800-901-1102. We'll quote your price for termite treatment on the phone. It's true.
Hi, this is Corky. Want to know what it'll cost to get rid of your termites? Call Corky's. With our new satellite technology and software, we can quote your price instantly over the phone, whether it's tenting or no tenting. And we guarantee the low price we quote is the price you'll pay. Call us and get your low price today. We guarantee it.
Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's.
The clock is ticking. You have until the end of March. Now, here's the deal. If you own your home and have sun on your roof, Astrum Solar could significantly reduce your electric bill for decades. Each tick of the clock is savings you're missing out on by waiting. Procrastinate more and you'll also miss out on this deal. If you meet with an Astrum Solar consultant by the end of March, you'll find out how much you'll save with Astrum. And you'll get the Nest Learning Thermostat, which could save you even more. No cost, no obligation. Nest is a next-generation thermostat. It learns the temperatures you like and programs itself. On your way home, control it with your phone so you never have to come home to a house that's too cold or too hot. To find out how much you can save every month, book an appointment today. The clock is ticking. Don't wait. Start saving now and get your Nest thermostat. Visit AstrumSolar.com/Nest2. That's A-S-T-R-U-M Solar.com/N-E-S-T-2. We do solar right. Astrum Solar.
Imagine if you weren't able to choose. What would the country be like? The elections are transparent because it's the people that participate and they demand them to be that way. In the booth, the people that were chosen are the ones working to maintain that transparency. Democracy is the people's vote. Thanks to their participation, the country improves. With all of Mexico's defects, the citizens are the hope. Mexico has to move to keep going forward. Mexico is going to be better. National Electoral Institute, INE. The country is on its way to something important. People have to do their part because without their participation, there is no democracy. It is important to investigate, to get informed, to know. If you don't participate, you leave the decision of who is going to govern to just a few. You need to get involved. And once they're in office, demand that they comply. Participate. The country invites you to vote. The citizens are all watchmen of the elections. National Electoral Institute, INE.
Take San Diego Sports Leader with you wherever you go.
Holy crap.
Download the Mighty 1090 app to your tablet or smartphone today.
Back here at Qualcomm Stadium, we're at halftime. We had about an hour and 17 minutes of speakers, every speaker getting right about 90 seconds. And I will tell you, I thought the speakers did a pretty good job as far as holding it to the 90 seconds. A lot of emotion here tonight. You know, the group The Citizens Stadium Advisory Group wanted to have a public hearing, and they want to hear what the fans have to say. And the first part of the hearing was to talk about location. And we've been here, there, and everywhere from Qualcomm Stadium site to downtown. And those are the two sites that this group is looking at right now. We've heard, you know, in the past, we've heard about North County. We've heard about Chula Vista. We've heard about National City. We've heard about El Cajon. They've narrowed it down to either where we're at tonight on this property or downtown. The Chargers seem to think they want it downtown, but this group right now, and again, they've got until May to figure out exactly whether it's here or downtown. They got to work out a financial plan. And now in the second part, and I mentioned the first part was about location. Several people got up there. And quite frankly, is that when it got a little bit better early on, just a lot of emotion, a lot of raw emotion early on where people were just saying, hey, you got to keep the Bolts here. I love the Bolts. One lady got up there, as I mentioned earlier, so I've got a Bolt tattoo. Well, that doesn't necessarily tell you where you need to put the stadium. But as we went on, we had some very good speakers. You heard some of them right here on the Mighty 1090 where they talked about, this structure. Some people think that they need to do what they did in Kansas City where they keep the existing stadium and they just pour millions and millions of dollars in rebuilding the stadium. And I don't know right now if the Chargers would buy into that. I'm not sure that this group of the so-called task force would buy into it. We will resume here in Club Lounge number 5 once they get back and they start parading speakers up to talk about finances. But I want to get out to your phone calls. Let's start off tonight. Kevin in Chula Vista, you're on with Coach John Quintero on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090. How are you tonight?
Well, thanks, John. A great night for San Diego. I think this has long been needed just for people to find a way to express themselves and not be isolated on the issue. I think that from what I'm hearing, I'll summarize more or less what you've said, a majority of the people seem to want to stay in Mission Valley. A majority of the people seem to want the tailgate experience above all else. I think that's all well and good if it pencils out. What I think was missed is that whatever they come up with is that this has to be sold, as we've said many times on your program, this radio station, more than just a stadium for the Chargers. This has to be sold as a major regional entertainment center that is going to have more things in it for the county as a whole than just football. And I think that's how you get this thing sold on a countywide vote, and I think everybody's saying a countywide vote is spot on because I think that's what it would take to get 66%. But one thing, the message that needs to be clearly sent when they do finally decide on something is that this is more than a stadium for the Chargers. This is going to be hopefully a major super entertainment venue that if you have a retractable roof on it, I would go so far to say San Diego should also get into the running to try to attract NHL hockey and possibly NBA basketball back here as well.
Okay, Kevin, let me throw this out to you. I just had a man, when I walked back in to hear the tail end of the first half of tonight's public forum, I had a gentleman pull me aside. He goes, hey, what do you think about building a sports arena out here as well? I go, well, how much would a sports arena cost? He goes, well, I've already done some figuring. It would be about $400 million. You get that approved. You could get that thing built, and you could start generating revenue right away for the stadium as well because you'd be able to bring in a lot of entertainment. You'd be able to bring in, you know, maybe make a run at an NHL team or an NBA team, but you'd have another great facility. He said it would be smart if San Diego would do that because you'd have revenue starting to come in before the stadium would be built. But he goes, you need to make it 25,000 seats, not 19 or 20, because you want to separate yourself from the Staples Center that I guess holds, you know, somewhere between 19 and 20. What would you think about that?
Well, you know, it remains the devil's in the details, as usual, in terms of what the cost would be, what the displacement factor would be while you build it, because Now you're talking about tearing down Qualcomm and trying to build two things at once. Where are you going to put the chargers in the meantime? I mean, there are so many logistical issues with that. I mean, it'd take me some time to think about that one. But, you know, the concept, if you're just asking about the concept, that's fine. It should be looked into. No question about it.
Yeah, because if you can build an arena, you know, within a year to 18 months and start already generating positive revenue for it, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have constant money coming in to be able to help the stadium project as well. Hey, just another thing to think about and something to kind of kick around. Hey, Kevin, good thoughts, and thanks so much for the call.
We'll be continuing the long road down. Many more coming, John.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Stuck in another quick call, and again, they're going to get back with the second half, and this is going to be speakers that come up and are going to talk about finances. We've already addressed the location tonight. Most people, I think, kind of in favor of the Qualcomm site. A lot of people like the tailgating. Some people are really very flexible, whether it's here or downtown, whatever it's going to take to get a financial plan in place. And I'm anxious to hear some of the people that speak and talk on finances. They're going to get back underway here momentarily. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll rejoin the public hearing here tonight at Qualcomm Stadium. We'll get you Jaime Treviso update, back with more on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
It's Darren Smith.
My read on all of this is that Ron Fowler has inside information that the world is going to end in 2017, so he just doesn't care.
Is that what's happening?
It's like, hey, there's a huge meteor, and it's heading towards Earth, so why not just try to win a baseball title sometime in the next couple of years? Because the world's going to end in 2017 anyway.
We're all going to die!
Darren Smith, weekdays at noon on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
The Male and Female Athletes of the Week is brought to you by all five Lolitas, supporting high school athletics and academics for over 30 years.
Join the thousands of smiling Miramar Kitchen and Bath remodel customers. Go to MiramarKitchenandBath.com.
Biller A, March brings madness to the entire sports world. But North and South County Buick GMC, it's officially March Mania.
You're right, Scott. Each month just keeps getting better and better with Barry and Paul. And March will be the month where our guys turn into maniacs to offer the best deals on Acadias, Terrains, Denalis, and Yukons.
It's like March Mania, brother. It's taking over San Diego, brother. And the clock strikes deals. Mm. And we keep telling the great friends, go challenge Barry and Paul. Get the best deal in San Diego.
And as our guys say, not only do they sell the best trucks on the road, they buy cars, give great money for your trade-ins, and find you the lowest payments in town.
It's March Mania at North and South County Buick GMC, brother.
See Paul at South County Buick GMC on the National City Mile of Cars.
Or head north to see Barry at North County Buick GMC in the Escondido Auto Park. Yeah, it's March Madness everywhere else, but at North and South County Buick GMC, it's March Mania.
Brother.
To diving in, to venturing into the uncharted, to flavors extraordinary, like our tangy salsa verde made with tomatillos, jalapenos, and herbs, to pan-seared shrimp, sustainably sourced and delightfully savored, to slices of buttery Hass avocado, to all the pieces that make a salsa verde shrimp taco a salsa verde shrimp taco. Rubio's, to the ocean.
If you like action and adventure, you're our kind of listener. This is Pete Gray from Let's Talk Hookup. We talk fishing every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 to 9. Nothing's more exciting than hooking into a drag-screaming game fish, and we deliver the action with on-the-water reports and expert guests. Hear about great adventure to Alaska, Baja, Panama, plus long-range expeditions to catch giant tuna. Check out our website at hookup1090.com and tune in this weekend. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If your hair is thinning, do what I did. Call La Jolla Hair MD at 844-567-HAIR. The consultation's free, 844-567-HAIR, or go to LaJollaHairMD.com. You'll be glad you did.
The ones that are part of the Humanist Party are men and women like you. They are tired of corruption. They are Mexicans that are leaving their place as spectators to become strategic actors in the construction of their country. This country is full of good people that are committed with social leadership that is actually not represented in the traditional parties. They propose a government that respects the power of the people and that is inclusive. If you change, Mexico changes. Humanist Party. They want to tell you why they are green. The Green Party offered to forbid mandatory public school fees, and they complied. It's now a law. They demanded life sentences to kidnappers, and it's now a fact. The new law imposes up to 140 years of prison for kidnappers. The Green Party offered that the one that pollutes pays and repairs the damage, and it is now a law. The Green Party offered to forbid the use of animals in circuses, and it is now a law. There are still things to do, but the important thing is that the Green Party complies with its proposals. Spot directed at the members of the Green Party.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090. This is a Mighty 1090 Sports Center update.
7:34, I'm Jaime Treviso with the sports update. A quick look at the scoreboard in top 25 college hoops. 15th ranked Oklahoma is at number 17, Iowa State. It's 48-47 Sooners in the second half. Earlier, 14th ranked Baylor upset by Texas 61-59 in overtime. And 2nd ranked Virginia beat Syracuse 59-47. In the NBA, the Clippers are on the road in Minnesota. The Clippers have a 108-105 lead in the fourth quarter. New Orleans is behind Dallas 89-79 in the fourth as well. Some finals from earlier. Miami over Phoenix 115-98. It was Toronto 114, Philadelphia 103. And Brooklyn gets over on Golden State 110-108. In the NHL, Chicago on top of Carolina, 4-1 in the third period. Montreal is at San Jose. It's 1-0 Sharks in the first period. And one final from earlier, the Rangers beat Nashville 4-1. We'll get back out to Qualcomm Stadium and the Coach John Katera Show. This is San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
All right, as we continue from Qualcomm Stadium tonight, the public hearing, we're into the financial part of it now. You're going to hear speakers come to the podium and talk on finances for 90 seconds. At the conclusion of this hearing, we're going to open these phone calls up wall to wall, so pay attention. And if you've got questions, comments, concerns, love to hear from you. Again, Coach John Katera broadcasting live from Qualcomm Stadium. Once again, let's enter into Club Lounge number 5, the Stadium Public Forum.
Thank you. Thank you. Next speaker, please. Once again, I spoke before. My name is Donnie Cummins, and I've heard some stuff about military and veterans, and I wanted to speak on that as well. I am a disabled veteran, and I'm here to speak not just on part of that, but as far as the financing is concerned. I spoke earlier that we as taxpayers right now pay about $12.64 for Qualcomm. With a new stadium, we're looking at about $25, $26. $10, not very much. That's the kind of stuff that we need to educate the people that are on our social media and everything else saying, we can't afford you guys to be in our pockets. We need to let them know as Charger fans and as citizens that 10 extra dollars a year per person is nothing. It's nothing. We have to educate them. And that's what I'm asking of not just the board, but of the Chargers when a financial plan is together. It's not just tell them it's going to be $800 million or it's going to be $5 for all I care. We have to educate them on what is coming out of their pockets in general. Show them that what we pay now compared to what we're going to pay for a state-of-the-art stadium that could bring stuff like the World Cup, could even bring the Olympics. I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, who doesn't want to come to San Diego to see a Charger game in December? They circle that on their calendars to come here. They're going to pay for it. And like the young lady said before, if we build it, it doesn't matter where it's at, they're going to come. Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Bruce Johnson. I'm owner of Ultimate Sports Adventures, and I'm an independent broker of luxury suites and tickets throughout the country. So I've been to quite a few of these stadiums. Like one person mentioned, Cowboys Stadium out in Arlington. I've been to Atlanta. I'm actually a season ticket holder for the Falcons, too, and have the proposals for the new stadium there with their PSLs and everything. And one thing that Atlanta is doing with their PSLs is they're letting them pay it off over 10 years. I know Fabiani has said something about they don't think PSLs will fly here. I think if you keep the feet, keep them down low enough, they can fly. I'm a season ticket holder at San Diego State with basketball and football. I have a mandatory donation to have my tickets where I have them. So you call it PSL, call it donation, whatever you call it, I still have to pay it. So that's one couple of things. Green Bay, you know, they sold stock to help renovate their stadium and increase their stadium. I don't know if that's legal or not, the rest of the NFL, but that's what Green Bay did. Dallas, they somebody mentioned they have tours every day. They make a ton of money in those tours in the stadium. St. Louis, they were talking about the governor having concessions from the unions and to build a new stadium there. Build it like they build casinos over here in Vegas. Build it 24 hours a day. Get that sucker done, whether it's here or whether it's downtown. I don't care. If it is here, develop some of this property out here along Friars Road with restaurants that can be used year-round. And I'll send you an email with the rest of my stuff.
Thank you
for your time.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm going to make this quick until you guys are getting tired. Everyone else is. So I think the best way to pay for this, two-thirds vote, it has to go to the county. The best way to pay for it is having other people pay for it who come visit our fine city. So by increasing, San Diego has one of the lowest TOT taxes in all of the United States at 10%. Well, 10.5 to be exact. Seattle's is 15.7. Who'd rather go to Seattle than here? The crazy people. So by raising it from 10.5 to 15%, in 30 years you make over $1 billion. Let's partner up with Comic-Con. Let's get a convention center going. But I think that's the best way to pay for it. I've been a Charger fan my whole life. The only thing I have left after my father passed was his jersey, and that's why I have so much love and devotion, and each and every one of you, and I'm just another kid with Philip Rivers jersey. But I thank you guys all for your time. I can see that's at yellow. And to all my Charger fans in the world, just keep on fighting. We're not going anywhere. We're staying here.
If Thomas Atkins, Billy Paul, Travis Filler, Ricardo Velez, and Esterno Rodriguez, please line up. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is David G. I'm a retired attorney. And on behalf of the legal profession, I want to apologize for Mark Fabiani's behavior in the negotiations. He fumbled the ball, in my opinion. But I've got what I think is a fairly creative and realistic idea for financing a new stadium. And I believe that the stadium definitely should be on this site. We've got 166 acres here. We'll free up another 50 acres in the sports arena site, and the potential for that development is just incredible. But the idea of financing it would be to build a 68,000-seat stadium. You're going to need $1 billion, and then the Spanoses will kick in some money, and the NFL will kick in some money. I want to challenge 68,000 of my fellow citizens to loan or to invest $15,000 apiece into a new stadium. That'll bring up $1.02 billion if we can get 68,000 people. I will be the first to sign a letter of intent saying that I'll do that. All I want in exchange is a promise to get repaid eventually at a reasonable low rate of return, 2%, 3%. And I think if we do that, we will have America's finest city, have America's finest stadium. Thank you very much for all your service.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Hello, my name's Michael Franz. Been a season ticket holder for 21 years. Just want to thank the committee for your just your dedication and your willingness to try and solve this problem. One of my biggest concerns is this timeline of 90 days that we're up against and the perception that is out in the community that somehow this is going to take away from the roads, that somehow this is going to take away from the police, that somehow this is really going to affect people's lives if we get a stadium for people who really aren't that interested in football as we are, and there's a lot of people that are like that. Part of that perception, and one of the things that mystifies me, is our city council, who really doesn't seem to me to be really supportive from the comments I've seen of the stadium. It's like, well, yeah, we want a stadium, but I want my neighborhood and so forth done. I think it has to be a group effort. I agree that it's we're going to have, as a season ticket holder, I'm going to have to pay licensing fees, and I'm willing to pony that up. I know that it's going to cost me. It's entertainment that I want. I also think that the only way it's really going to get done is the county is so more has so much more sophistication than our city council does. I'd really like to see the county get involved, because I think they can move the ball forward. I don't think it's possible with the city council. And I also, just the last thing I want to say is that if all of us would, like, who live in San Diego, would contact the city council, contact your city council person and just say, we want this done, I think it would have an effect, because one thing they do care about is votes. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Public Forum live from Qualcomm Stadium on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Thank you guys for your time. I know this is a long night already for all of us. Number one, I think that this needs to be countywide. As an East County resident, I think that we need to have a vote countywide. I think that you guys need to put in the work within this next 3 months to meet your timeline to get us all the information on what it would cost us as taxpayers so that we can make our voices back your proposal up, whether it's here or downtown. I know the Chargers really want it downtown. Personally, if things could stay the way that they are where we get to tailgate, I would like to be here. I've gone all over the place, and up in San Francisco, they park on golf courses. They tailgate in the grass. Pay $45 a half mile away. People will do that here if you give us the opportunity. For the last 14 years, we haven't been given that opportunity to pay that. You, Jim, you've been with the Chargers for a long time. You've seen parking rates go up and whatnot. The last thing I would like you guys to do, if you haven't already done it, is go take a walk out there, especially after it rains, and see what Qualcomm is like right now. And I think that speaks for itself. If you guys go out there and you see how decrepit our stadium is. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Hi, guys. My name is Thomas Atkins. Lifelong born and raised in San Diego. I just want to say everyone's kind of pointing at the city for their lack of productivity, but I also want to put it on the owners also. And this is a direct message to the Spanos. I know they're not here, but I know they're going to be watching this. You guys need to work with this fine group up here to get things done as well. I felt back in 1996-98, you guys approved the Qualcomm renovation here. That was a lot of money. And all of a sudden, just 5 years after that, the NFL deemed this stadium was not Super Bowl worthy, that they would no longer hold a Super Bowl here. The following day, the Chargers hired Mark Fabiani. It just seems like that a coincidence to me. All of a sudden, they're letting their attorney do all their talking for them. I feel like that we've had the wool pulled over our eyes this whole time. I don't want to believe that. I want to believe the Chargers and the Spanos family are committed to staying here, but it doesn't seem like it to me. So now it's up to you guys to please save our Chargers. I'm pleading to you guys, do whatever you can. I don't feel like this is something that the citizens should have to pay for. This is also a private business. And, you see some of these owners, Jerry Jones, Arthur Blanks, all these people are putting a little bit more money than the $200 million that the Chargers promised, plus the $200 million they're going to borrow. And when did that go for the $200 million? Originally, they said $250 million they would give out of their own pockets, and now all of a sudden that's down to $200 million. The Spanos need to pony up a little bit more, I believe, and they need to work more with the city. Please keep the Chargers here. It's the number one city. No way, Carson. Go Chargers!
Edward Moretti, Timothy Previ, Dan McClellan, Jeff Hoffert, Jan Burgos. A couple tweets, several tweets. I'll read two related to financing. This is from David underscore Klein. Financing, Chargers, $200 million. NFL matches for a total $400 million. Naming, $150 million. SDSU, $100 million. County, $100 million. Development, $250 million. Gets you to $1 billion. One more is from R Money 86. Tell me how much you are charging for PSLs right now, and I'll write a check.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hello. My name is Billy Paul. I'm a community activist from Claremont. I'm also a former Marine. I believe we need to have a frontal assault on this issue with where to put the stadium. One of the things we need to realize, if you want to tailgate, it's got to be in a place where you got room to tailgate. That is here at Qualcomm. One of the things we need to look at, what do we already have going? We've got the trolley connection here. If you want to hook up to the convention center, they can take the trolley here. I also not only am a Charger fan, but I'm an Aztec fan. And let me get that hat on. Okay, we need this stadium for Aztec football. How do the students get here? This is close to the school. They can take the trolley. Also, UCSD is have a football game now. How can they could use this stadium too? So now we have public entities that we need to spend public money to have the stadium here for our public universities. Also, what do we do when there's a fire? We come to Qualcomm Stadium for rescue. So we have a fire department is building a fire station here. We need this to be the emergency center for the fire department. The other thing is, you all heard about the high-speed rail. Well, maybe that's pie in the sky, but this stadium should be the place for the high-speed rail. That's another public entity which gives us justification to spend public money to have a space, to have an adequate parking lot for emergencies, for the high-speed rail, and for people to be able to tailgate here and not have to go downtown where you have to go buy a dinner rather than come here and enjoy with your family tailgating. And I got more, but I ran out of time. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speakers.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Rodriguez. My niece right here. Thanks for hearing us out today. Today's her birthday. She just wanted to be here. And what do you have to say, Sarah?
Today is my 9th birthday. And today's my 9th birthday, and my wish is that the Chargers stay at Mission Valley. And if you love the Chargers, say Bolt Up.
Woo! Bolt Up!
Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, guys. My name is Travis Fowler, and I actually don't live in San Diego at all. I'm actually from Orange County, and I'm more than happy to send you money for a new stadium out of my own dollars because I want the Chargers to stay in San Diego. L.A. is a dump, in my own opinion. I'm also one of the founding members of the Die Hill Bolt Club, which is on Twitter, San Diego Sports Junkies. We do want it to stay here. I think this is the perfect spot right here. You got transportation, public transportation, easy access to freeways, plus tailgating. Without football, you have to have tailgating. You have to have tailgating to go with football. So let me know where I can send my money to keep the Chargers here. You let me know, and I'll send you a check tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next speaker, please.
Dan McLeod again from Save Our Bolts. First of all, I want to let you know that you've been heard. I've been actually in communication with the Chargers throughout tonight, and they are overwhelmed by the support that's happened here tonight. So you have made a huge impact and moved the ball down the road to keeping the Chargers in San Diego. I'd like to quickly address two things, seat licensing fees and what exactly is the Chargers plan. According to seat licensing fees, Mark Fabiani has been basically against it. I got a little leeway with him this week in terms of I think we could have some seat licensing fee if it was a reasonable cost and it was a true seat license. So in a multi-purpose venue, if I paid for a seat license, that I had the first right of refusal to buy tickets for every single public event that was in there, and I made something back for every single private event, and it was an investment, that I think seat licensing could work. Now here's the Chargers plan in a nutshell for going downtown, is to allow you to vote on the same plan that was going to expand the convention center that fell through because you didn't get to vote on it. So trust the public. And then the Chargers would put in the $400 million or maybe a bit more that they've been talking about, and then build a facility that is both a convention center and a stadium. So it was the same money that we were already going to spend to build the convention center, and we would save $200 million in this process because both facilities have things that jointly would need to be used that you would not have to build in duplicate. So I'm just curious, how many people would support that plan in general, because we're really talking about using outside dollars to get it done? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
I know I spoke earlier, but I want to throw my two cents in on financing. Right now, the economy hasn't been easy on me and my family. My wife's unemployed. I'm working part-time. And I would love a full-time job with either the city or the Chargers, but that's just probably a dream. I think financing needs to be done on a county level. I believe, like I said, I live in Santee, and my first choice of site would actually be the old Speedway, Elkhorn Speedway, but I know that'll probably never happen. So, like I said, I would love it here in Mission Valley. But an idea for financing, and I know it may not bring in a whole lot of revenue, but I loved what the Padres did at Petco, Disneyland did in between Disney and California Adventure, and that sell out paving stones that people can personalize. You can charge $50, $100 to $1,000, I guess. I don't know how much you would charge, but people can personalize and immortalize their love for the Chargers in the stadium. Have people buy into the stadium with something like that. That's just my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello again. I'll try to get this under the 90 seconds this time. County Supervisor Ron Roberts has suggested that the county provide a bridge loan to the city. If this is legal, which at this point is still up to debate, this would still be an incredibly large sum of money to pay back on time. However, there just might be a way to cut the city's contribution in half, and it just might be agreeable to the Spanos family and to the city. Whatever money is needed as contribution by the city after the Chargers' contribution and the NFL's contribution from their G4 loan program, what if instead of lending the rest of the money solely to the city, why not just lend half of that money to the city and the other half to the Chargers? Now, what this would automatically do was make it the city's contribution half of what it is. And what it would also do would give half of the burden to the Chargers, who every taxpayer here would want to see. Now, why would the Chargers agree to this? The main reason would be if they went to Carson, they would have to pay for that stadium with PSLs. Now, we all know here that they would be the second banana to the Chargers in Carson to the Raiders. If anybody saw that ludicrous thing in Carson, there were 10 Raider fans for every Charger fan. They would not be able to sell this. If this was legal, that the county would lend this money to the Chargers, this would take the burden of having to give the money for them to sell the PSLs away from them, because they would automatically just have to sell that to you. Now, besides that, that would also free us, the fans, from having to pay for PSLs. Let me remind you, just for the Minnesota Vikings, they are spending from $500 to $10,000 per seat. Is an average fan like me can't even afford that. I can barely go to the exhibition games where I buy the tickets in StubHub. Now,
if you can summarize, please.
Okay. Sorry about that. Like I said, the Chargers should be able to agreeable to that, because this would take the pressure of paying having to sell PSLs, and it would also give us the chance to still be able to see us a game and not it be just for the rich men here in San Diego.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, we're going to get to the top of the hour. We'll take a quick timeout. Jaime Treviso will get you an update. We'll come back and continue on from the Stadium Public Forum tonight in Club Lounge number 5, live from Qualcomm Stadium. Coach John Quintero till 9 o'clock right here on San Diego Sports Leader. Thanks for tuning in tonight to the mighty 1090.
This is the home of the Padres.
High fly ball, deep right field.
Ball going. That ball is long gone for the little ninja, Alexi Amarista.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Hey guys, have you been thinking about getting a vasectomy? Hi, this is Dr. Ferrer. I specialize in the no-needle, no-scalpel vasectomy technique, which is less invasive and virtually pain-free. Visit vasectomyclinicsandiego.com to learn more. vasectomyclinicsandiego.com.
Lay it up and slam dunk. 46-41 with authority.
The San Diego County Toyota dealers are proud to support high school sports on the Mighty 1090 and ESPN Radio 1700. San Diego County Toyota dealers, we've got what it takes.
Everyone's a little Irish on St. Patrick's Day, including your favorite on-air host here at the Mighty 1090.
What?
Prove it.
Not our problem.
No, no, no.
Well, maybe not, but Ireland lands in the gas lamp this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Grab your green and party with the Mighty 1090 at the 21st Annual Shamrock in the Gas Lamp on Saturday, March 14th. Keep it locked to San Diego Sports Leader because we have your tickets for the Downtown Irish Block Party extravaganza that turns America's finest city into the Emerald Isle. Get an extra chance to win inside Team 1090 at the Mighty1090.com.
Hey golfers, Golf Fest returns this week to Oaks North Golf Club on Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th. Test the latest clubs by TaylorMade. Ping, Cleveland, Callaway, Cobra, Wilson, and more right on the driving range. Check out Craig Hocknall's amazing golf trick shot show. See The Power of Golf Hypnosis by John Weir. Get free lessons. Meet Megan Harden, star of The Big Break, and LPGA Pro, and much, much more. Admission is $10 for adults, and children under 10 are free. Visit GolfFestShows.com for details. Get your golf on at Golf Fest this Friday and Saturday at Oaks North.
Go to Fuller Honda, where they exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Best of all, the new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. The Fuller family has been servicing San Diegans' automotive needs for over 60 years. Fuller Honda, exit Auto Park Drive off the 805 freeway in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. Go to www.sportclips.com for a location near you.
Mexico is not moving. It's on pause. Stalled by the economy, injured by violence, and stained by corruption. Mexico doesn't have anything to cheer for. Mexico is not happy. Everyone wants to believe to create a happier Mexico with order, free, and generous for all. Your complaints are not useful. Instead, what Mexico needs is your action. National Action. Change the course with good ideas. Of course you can. Can't you? National Action Party.
Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador speaks. We warned you. We said that we will be taken to a cliff. But I am optimistic. Now, there is a citizen awakening. It's for the wise to change opinions. Better late than never. We are going to have the destiny of our families and the destiny of Mexico in our hands. Morena is the way. At Morena, your vote is valuable. Morena, the hope of Mexico.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.